Record highs on the indexes, but a massive jobs revision has everyone asking, is the foundation starting to crack? And with critical inflation data dropping this week, are we setting up for a volatility explosion? I'm Johnny Dankseed, and I'm going to try to break this down for you. I was supposed to record this on Sunday and give you a whole weekly outlook. I didn't get the time, so I'm going to just jump right into it with the data that we have since then. If that opening didn't get your attention yesterday, let's roll right into the week behind us real quick to cover it. The S&P, the Nasdaq, the Dow Jones all closed at record highs on the past Tuesday, but underneath the surface of green, there was some real turbulence. The Bureau of Labor Statistics dropped a big bombshell, revising down job growth figures for the 12 months through March by a whopping 911,000 jobs, the largest revision on record since 2002. Now, the markets seem to have shrugged it off because the data was from 6 months ago, but as JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon noted, it points to a potentially weakening economy. This sets up a massive tension. Weak economic data fuels hopes for the Federal Reserve to rate cut, but it also raises the dreaded stagflation fear. The rally was largely carried by the chip makers like Broadcom and Nvidia, and we saw some rotation with energy and communication services leading while materials lagged. The takeaway, the trend is still up, but the internal dynamics are shifting. I'm going to roll up our sleeves here and look into the week that was and what we still have got ahead. We've already had some massive data drops that shifted the narrative. Let's just start with what's hit the wires already. A very lesser watch sometimes, German ifo Business Climate Index came in at 87.7, significantly missing the forecast of 89.3, and that would be a red flag for the health of the European economy that has contributed. It's basically contributed to a risk-off mood globally. But the real story, I would say, is the US data. Durable goods order for August were not so great. Some would say even worse than that. The point that the real softness is in business investment and manufacturing, even more telling, the final read on Q2 GDP was revised down some, confirming that the economy w is on weaker footing, essentially, and we thought heading going into the second half of this year. Now, it wasn't all bad news. Jobless claims came in lower than expected, 231,000, suggesting the labor market, while cooling off, isn't falling off a cliff. This creates the exact type of tension that the Fed is wrestling with and has been wrestling with: weak growth, but still a tight labor market. So, what does this mean for key futures markets? All eyes are now going to be laser focused on core PCE price index after today's weak data. A hot PCE number would truly put the Fed in a very difficult position, and it would most likely trigger volatility. A reading hotter than what is expected or forecasted could shake the market's rate cut hopes. Given this data, obviously I'm going to be very attentive to this particular data report. I would, and this is going to a question that was given to me this past week. And the question was basically with VIX relatively low. And again, this was going into Sunday this week, so please understand that obviously VIX has moved since then. But with VIX relatively low, am I adjusting position sizes ahead of the data heavy week? And the answer is yes. When I would normally trade, be slinging like one or two or three minis in futures, I would now probably scale it back down to micros. I would still do maybe like same dollar equivalents, but size in differently. Obviously, if I'm going to be taking a long or a short, I would most likely be looking at getting a couple micros at a time instead of a whole mini. But basically, to recap, we're navigating record highs with caution. This week's main event is going to be the core PCE report. I'm going to try to get you guys this kind of reoccurring theme of what to expect from the market, major news, and whatnot covered going into the week ahead. Preferably, I think I'm going to be releasing them on Sundays. Like I said, this last time I just wasn't able to record it. And as always, I welcome questions. I'll be adding like a little community Q&A section to the very end of all of these. So definitely feel free to reach out to me. You can do it on the trading floor, or you can and ping me, and or you can do it directly in the DM if you'd like. And if you're not a member of our Discord community, then definitely feel free to join us. You can always find us, our website. You're going to be able to find these audio clips and future videos at dankseed.tech. And again, I thank you for listening. That's all I got for today. Bye.